I'm Kim Malcolm. It's KUOW. Nearly 60 overdoses in a single week. That's the latest snapshot from the opioid crisis in Snohomish County. And KUOW's Anna Boyko-Wyrock is here with the details. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Kim.
You know, that is an attention-grabbing number. Dozens of overdoses in 1 week. What is the latest from Snohomish?
So they did a survey. Snohomish County did a survey, and they looked at 1 week in July. And compared to the same week last year, overdoses have gone up over 50%. Mm. So last year they counted 37 overdoses, and this year they counted 57 overdoses. And it's important, when we talk about overdoses, often we think of overdose deaths.
Sure.
But this is actually people who had consumed too many opioids and it was overwhelming their system. So it doesn't actually, we're talking about people who overdosed, but not people who died from overdoses. And just another side note here is that the way that they did the survey changed from last year to this year. And so they got better at counting. And so it could be that, you know, we're just counting more of them as well. So that's something important to keep in mind.
Now, Anna, we know that Snohomish County has been hit hard by the opioid crisis. Can you give us a picture just how big the problem is there?
It's big. It's big. So Snohomish County actually has a disproportionate number of overdose deaths in Washington State compared to the population that lives there. And what that looks like on the ground is that it's overwhelmed a lot of institutions. So from the jail to schools, a lot of people come into the jail and they're detoxing off of heroin. So the jail has to deal with a lot of very sick people who are dependent on opioids and heroin. In schools, more and more children are entering foster care because their parents can't care for them because they're addicted to opioids.
So what are local leaders in Snohomish County doing about this?
Well, they're one of the only counties in the country that's actually declared opioids something like a natural disaster. So they're treating it as if it were a natural disaster. And what that means is that they get people from all over the county under the same tent talking about how do we approach this problem. One concrete example of that is they have social workers and cops working together now and sheriff's deputies, and they do a lot of outreach. They go out into to the woods where people are living in tents using heroin, and they knock on the tent flap and say, hey, how's it going? You know, how much do you want to be in this tent right now? Do you want to go to McDonald's, grab a cup of coffee? Mm. And then they really are professional handholders, and they take them through the process of getting treatment and housing and getting back on their feet again.
So as you mentioned before, there is perhaps a slight silver lining here. Overdoses are up, but only two people died last year out of the 57 who overdosed. What's behind that?
So, right. So that's really interesting. So 40 people, of those 57, 40 people were saved by this medication called Narcan or Naloxone, which is an overdose antidote. And I actually have some right here. It's in a little plastic container here.
See?
Yeah, it's a white nasal spray. You spritz it up somebody's nose who's having an overdose, and it allows them to breathe again. And it's an antidote, so it saves lives. And so in these cases, 40 people's lives were saved by their friends, their family, fellow drug users, or law enforcement. They also carry it, or first responders who happen to have this antidote on them.
And do we know, are more and more people wanting to get the antidote? Is that getting more acceptance?
It is. It's there are lots of, so part of this strategy that Snohomish County has is to get the antidote into as many people's hands as possible. So I got mine at a free community training, and it's available at a lot of pharmacies and also needle exchanges.
All right. A look at the latest snapshot on the opioid addiction epidemic in Snohomish County. KUOW reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock, thank you for this.
Thank you.